Jet sits in that nice little patch of songs that should have been forgettable, but people wouldn't fucking forget. Friendly Jimmy's podcast, numero uno for 2020.
What a decade it's been.
Ali's still away. Or dead?
Look, I emailed him the other day. He gave back a one-sentence response. I'm pretty sure it's a scammer. He's dead.
He's gone?
Probably. I mean, look, the thing is, once you go to Pakistan, we'll talk about the fires in a second, but once you go to Pakistan, you realize life is really cheap.
What do you mean?
Well, if Ali was shot in the street, I think he'd kind of just sit there.
So
you're gonna have to. He's rich.
You're gonna have to.
So maybe some beggar will just prod him a couple of times, asking, "Well, no, please, one rupee." Holding an egg. For those of you who didn't hear that story, we'll touch on that in another episode. But yeah, we have very pressing matters to talk about after we envision Ali's probable death.
He will be back. Look, if he's alive, he'll be back. But for the meantime,
No. We'll be contacting him through seance.
Yeah, of course, Ouija board. I think
instead of emailing him straight to Ouija.
and also as a bit of background information to our dear listeners, you and Ali did do some pods before you left, but I think our editor Matt said, quote, they sounded like it had been recorded through a tin can. So they might have been
pretty much right.
So they might have been. They were acts, but we haven't. Much like Rush Limbaugh, never forget his audience, dear reasonable listener. We have not forgotten you.
We do not provide this show without specifically you. You are the only person that listens to this show. Just put the other fact out. There's about 35,000 other people that listen to it. The point is, you are the most special person. That's right, the one that these headphones are coming to right now.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Don't listen to him. We're just like, sometimes I am just like, I don't know how, like, you became a media mogul.
And how did you not?
No.
You're such a likable person.
I was going to say, I don't know how you did, but I have zero idea how I even managed to turn up to your house to, like, plug this mic in. But, like, what I was going to say was, you know, I think we planned on being like, 2020, we're having a meeting with our editor and we'll all get together and it's going to be big and we'll have big things for you, the listener. And did I mention the word big? And then it's kind of just like, at least based on the date. And we're like, okay, here's the deal with Sydney. I don't like how many trains there are.
Part two.
So if somebody
continuing on from our conversation from literally last decade.
So
have you heard Miss Love from Lithgow's thoughts on Sydney?
Lithgow.
He was a big shocker. He doesn't like it. People don't treat each other right.
Yeah. a pad two of Lithgow Boy's diary on what he reckons you're the big schmo. So if you guys were,
this is an incredible pod.
If you guys were waiting and you know like clutching your rosemary beads, I assume that's what millennials do when they wait for things excitedly. And you were waiting for like the new revamped, extra hectic, Friendly Jimmy's pod with 14% less talking about if Sydney's better or not. It's about the same. Then it's coming, but you're gonna get a little more. What would you call these kind of pods?
What this is called because Miss Love and I say it every time. And it is out of pure laziness for thinking of a title an original joke or even a joke that we came up with. We just lift it as never guess what show. We never reference it, The Simpsons. And it is It Gets a Little Blue.
But,
and
you know,
get ready for many successive podcasts of that. Who are not fans of this pod when Ali is not here.
Yeah, we're really sorry. I understand if you're not. Let's just, in the Friendly Jimmy's pod camp, let's just pretend it's still 2019 for like a month. And then we'll give you all the goods. We'll give you all the gusto. But very much like
All right, okay. Chinese New Year. That's when it's happened.
Yeah. But for the year of the rat.
Strikes in a court for the year of the rat. To write in a new decade. And the fact that this podcast is pretty unashamedly pro-China.
Speak for yourself.
It fits all in.
Two-thirds of the pro-China people.
Let's make it 90% because you say that, then we say two or three facts and just like any other media that you ever watched from Channel 9 to Gavin McInnes, he makes good points.
Yeah, you say 2 points and I go, worst human records on earth. They have that pork tofu wobbly shit. So I think that's what that dish is called, wobbly shit. No, it's actually adobo, I think. But the important thing is to what I would assume is a tiny demographic of our audience. Welcome to the new year, but to the other 90%, the good shit is in the pipes and it's going to be sweet. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with a bit of late night supplementary. What's a word for something that like passes through something? Like maybe like
Daniel's direct.
Maybe like,
but you know what? Some of my greatest memories in life are watching Daniel's direct.
That's a
weird. And Wynn News. Wynn News is definitely, I legitimately enjoyed that more than going to Disney World.
Can you please just tell the story of,
yes, I can.
You know, come on, it has to be said.
Have you ever seen footage that is more impactful than this? And
no one has ever, ever.
Into my bank account if somebody can find this.
Oh, me too. If someone finds that fucking footage, I will. Don't worry. Like,
I'll empty my entire life savings and this will empty here. So it'll just be my life savings plus $20 and we will
give you a
princely sum for this. Mm. We were watching Wynn News, as is a tradition of Miss Loves and Ours, after a show. We unwind by watching 2 hours of unabridged and poorly edited together local news clips.
Raw, like unabided. A free press of just something someone could have done better with a handycam in year 5. Yeah. How do you misspend your money so poorly? I mean, regional news
and let's
is
not
something-
forget the hottest chick that presents regional news in the country. So she is a 6.5.
Just a precursor before Jordan goes on. You might think, I want top quality, top tier entertainment. I'll go for the big shows and I'll watch Stan and I'll watch Netflix and I'll watch the new Star Wars and I want to watch something avant-garde, so I'll watch a world movie, and I want to watch something pure entertainment, so I'll watch Marvel. No, you're all wrong. Wynn regional news ticks all those boxes and then some.
For the win.
Yeah, for the win. And I don't even say that ironically.
Me neither. I'm not. This is not a joke. I 100% concur with you, Miss Love.
I think we watched hours of it. But anyway, I interrupted. I just had to give that little bit of information.
And Will deserves.
Yeah, it has to be
it
said.
It deserves the dues.
Because all you city
slickers.
And you
slickers, know what else? I'm not joking when I say this. I think it is the best newscast in the country.
Newscast. Dude, it might as well be a family. Should it's just like some old guy that barely knows where he is, his daughter and his granddaughter. That's Win News. Is that what you're saying?
It is. It's just Christmas holiday footage that they wheel out every like 10 years or so. Go, that's you when you were six, Tyson.
And that's basically what it is, because it's just like daily. A puppy broke into a primary school in Wodonga today, and here's some footage of it. Oh, isn't it sweet?
Yeah.
And then
and now on to what we're all really here to see, the price of corn.
Corn dropped in economic news. In economic news in like, you know, City, Channel 9, Channel 7, it's just like the Dow Jones is down 1.5%, while silver has dropped and gold has risen. Country news is cotton dropped 1%.
Yes.
Corn has risen.
Yes.
And supplemented coal has been steady.
And how amazing is it when they have those stories of an Angus and Roberts bookstore has opened up in Toowoomba, creating a whopping 5 jobs for the community.
I know.
It's just everything's so small scale.
Yeah.
I honestly do think that they do a better service than the huge national broadcasters.
I kind of agree.
I think that they're talking about stories that matter to the people.
Yeah.
And I do like the fact that they will go from the impact of climate change on dairy farming into the under 12 Tigers have won the semi-finals.
Actually, you know what? It's funny because obviously, and I will let you finish the story, but it's a very good point because obviously the majority of corporate news is sort of under the stranglehold of, I assume, Murdoch or whoever the hell owns, you know, big business, basically, which have their agendas that they want to push. But I've noticed more and more so watching Win News, because I watch a lot, that even though these big businesses have their agenda, irrelevant of that, because the effects of like climate change have been so dramatic and experienced firsthand by like the regional, you know, communities and farmers
that still don't think it's happening.
Yeah, they still don't think it's happening. But like
straight on the phone, seeing fire tornadoes in front of them.
Yeah,
now it's all part of a cycle.
Yeah. Greeny back burning.
fucking greeny.
So like it's interesting. It's literally regional news is a dichotomy of like, you know. You know, like Joanne's toffee cup stand today went under fire because someone got 2 toffee cups instead of 1, but then ended up paying for 2 anyway. With like basically very first-hand, hard-hitting situations on climate change.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting.
It is, and actually, economic points that the other news organizations don't touch. The major news organizations just touch murders in the western suburbs, what Princess Kate did that day, and petrol prices.
Yeah, holy, you just nailed that.
Regional news is not interested in any of those things.
No, who else is going to tell me the price of wool?
Yeah, and when Marge from The Librarian is retiring after 40 years.
I love this. But you gotta, so now you guys have heard a like nice little summation of what is regional news, which, you know, obviously some of you watch because you're from out there. But one glorious...
And also Matt's point.
What?
Because he grew up in regional Australia, so he knows the look so
who?
Well. Matt, the editor.
Oh, Matt.
Not
yeah.
this editor for the podcast, the other one. But he said that he was watching the news. He used to watch it every night, apparently, and every night, without fail, there was always a shot of the anchor saying, Mark Davis reporting, and then there'd just be a pause on him for a little too long, looking awkward for maybe half a second too long before they snapped into the story.
Why? It must be the technology. It must be, hey.
No. I think it is that they don't have enough news to cover 22 minutes, so they just cover up little bits and make him suffer. Because they are struggling, dude. There's not that much news that happens in Coffs Harbour.
I know.
You can only talk about banana harvests for so many months.
I know. There's nothing. It's like enough. 5 minutes is too much. I've never thought about that. Is it private companies or? Yeah, it's a private company, right? Channel 9. Why don't they like? Oh, I don't know. Surely they can. But then wait. Investigative journalism. But even so, it's just like, but look at the banana. We've got photos of the bananas. You know what? You know what regional news should do? Regional news should do exactly what they're doing, but then for 15 minutes of every hour, have like an just do like regional Vice News. Like, all right, so that is the end of the All Ordinaries. Now Terry's going to take some peyote and run around in this hayfield. We're going to investigate the effects of peyote on our weather guy. Come on.
You know what? He won't get fired.
No, that would be...
You can guarantee that the the regional or state director will just email on that day of just 6 minutes of a man running around naked, tripping out in a field. And he'll just, and then they'll just say that, like, yep, keep up the work, team, in a one-sentence email. Clearly didn't watch it.
It's kind of
this
like,
is the sad truth of it. Guys, if you're working at Wii News, you're not getting promoted. That's the peak for you, so you may as well just get creative.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's pretty exactly what happened to us at Move FM.
Yeah.
Like
we did not get fired because of the content we put on air.
Which was...
In fact, we like doubled their listenership.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with our content. And our content was... worse than this, because we were being abusive to not just sponsors, prime sponsors.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
The ones that pay for the mentioning.
Yeah, it was outrageous. We outwardly attacked McDonald's, a big sponsor. We suggested
daily.
Yeah, we suggested that people go with Richardson and Wrench because they. Go with LJ Hooker because...
Because Richardson and Wrench was our sponsor.
No, because LJ got me a house, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we were just like, that's
and
it.
And that was in a paid promo for Richardson and Wrench. We didn't re-record. We put it to air.
We
got that email. Very happy with the content. Keep it up, boys.
We promoted the direct competitors. And we also, I think, we didn't prank call the boss, but we should have. And we also should have. Jordan, I am so sorry that we didn't drop a deuce on the clerk receptionist desk. We should have.
Yeah. For sure.
She came in the other day to work and, dude, I really misunderestimated the amount of times she says, so yeah.
But you thought that was 90% of her vocab. So it's 100%. That's all she says.
She literally.
And you just have to interpret from her eye movement what she wants.
Yeah, but she was a hologram. We know that. But she
yeah, that's why, because she's just constantly malfunctioning.
She literally came into the chicken shop and just said, so yeah. And somewhere in the middle of those fucking mindless ramblings, I got watermelon and pineapple juice.
And auditory magic eye.
Yeah. But yeah, we did that at Move. And like, granted, we ended up getting fired because there was some work and there was a sort of, a long story short, I asked the creative director who had come back recently at that point to do a little more, just a tad more than the equivalent of lifting his pinky finger. And then because of that, we're out. I think that says a lot about the modern day radio landscape. It says a lot more about him than it
does us.
Because
we were a burden on him.
Yeah. It says a lot more about-
Asking him to take down the posters of- the woman that sang Miss Independent and, you know, who could forget the Jonas Brothers, all these, you remember that group of Australian idol runner-ups that formed together to make a super band? The Divas. They had three posters up.
Can we please?
Every time I stopped looking at their poster, I forgot they existed again.
Can we collectively, audience and us, Jordan, give a moment's silence to remember the Divas. Lest we forget.
And I have forgotten. I can't remember any of them except Paulini.
I mean, you know my obsession with shit right. cunts.
Yeah, there was, like, one chick that was definitely from the Shire.
Dude, but why? And like, I'm sorry, this is going to start to get me really angry. But there is nothing worse on earth than the Divas. Nothing. Nothing is shitter.
What about that shit rapper in it that was trying to base his career off Fat Joe? Who was just an American, the Divas. He was clearly going to be the flash in the pan. Why not try and base your life off of Jay-Z or someone of his success?
Can you imagine this? Can you imagine if you go to hell? Just listen to this. Just imagine this scenario, right? Close your eyes.
Doing it.
You're rowing. You're getting rowed into hell by death and you're really scared.
Mm.
And then the doors open and you're just like, oh, God. And then the giant, and it's water, but the giant doors open. And you start rowing through it with the water, and it's all the mist. And then it starts to go down into a cave, and you hear sort of like off to the distance, like a mishmash of noises. And you're like, oh God, that's everyone gets tortured for eternity. That's where I'm heading. Oh, this is going to be terrible. And you're on there, and then you notice that, like, as you get closer and closer, there's more and more, you know, sort of light. And it keeps going, and you realize that this actually sounds like people are singing. And as you get closer and closer, it's a fiery inferno cave, and there's just an infinity amount of it. And you realize as you get upon it, it's every single shitty, D-grade, fail, corporate singer, loser, just absolute disgrace, singing at the top of their lungs in unison at you as if trying to sort of impress you. All of them, and that's your eternity.
So it's a surprise heaven? Like that, dude,
I'm talking every Australian Idol person that hasn't won. The Wasabi guy, Lee Harding, the Divas, Anthony Kalia.
Yeah, more double. I hope there's two of him.
Chuck in like Keith Urban there for shits and giggles. Anyone.
That's getting a bit raw.
Yeah. Chuck in, what's that chick from like Shallow Hal that decided she's a country singer? Gwyneth Paltrow, she's in there.
Right, but is Beck Hewitt there?
Yes.
She had a little
Holly Valance. Yeah, Holly Valance. Yeah. Oh, what's the chick in your act that was just what's the chick in your act that was I think it's time
Steph
to move to
Mac.
Yeah. Steph Mac.
Who had an honorary poster in Move FM at eye level. Not even in the periphery. She was
Steph Mac's at eye level. So this is your heaven. I fucked up.
That poster. All of that wall.
That was
the great wall of those are the true greats. I'm sick of fucking Elvis and the Rolling Stones hogging all the spotlight. Divas.
Yeah. And also, fuck the Great Wall of China. The most momentous cultural fucking wall in the world is in Lithgow Move FM with fucking Dallas Crane, Steph Mac, Little Birdie, Anthony Kalia, Beyonce when she was still young.
Yeah, like Chingy. The bad boy of 2004.
Snoop Dogg. What's Snoop Dogg's Little Bow Wow?
Yeah, Little Bow Wow, but not Snoop Dogg. That wall was incredible. Hey. I'm not joking when I say Eskimo Joe.
Grinspoon.
And also I do know that our former producer does listen to this. So please write in and tell us if I'm lying about this, because I'm pretty sure that I'm 100% accurate about this. There was not one talented singer on that wall.
No. You know who I will pay? And it made me sad that they were on there, because I'm like, yeah, you were. That was your era, and that's a shame. But Jet, I'll pay Jet. They were on there.
Fuck, not this conversation. Yes. We're supposed to talk about the bushfires, but this is the bigger tragedy here.
Oh.
I can't believe that you think they're a good band.
I mean, look.
Fuck, to this day, iPod ad gives me the shit.
Yeah, the iPod ad was yeah, it is what it is. But you got to make your money somehow.
What is Jet? Other than that, they are just a commercial, quick concoction.
No.
That just kind of, I don't know.
Incorrect.
Like slid off the fame of Wolf Mother and then made themselves more famous for a bit.
No, that's not right. That's not correct. They were a Aussie pub rock band that just
were
got,
they?
Yes, they got picked.
Weren't they just try hard psychedelic rock? No, sorry, not psychedelic rock, like, just 70s rock.
Well, look,
and she's like, yeah, yeah, Zeppelin. How mad's that? And like, dude, you're just every boy in year seven, look, but listen, you're 25. Listen.
This is what I'm gonna say. I need certain, these are the boxes that were ticked. For me, great production value. He had a good voice.
Mad. They had a good mic.
Sick. Yeah. Various good and amps. dude, I'm sorry. They had good songs. They had
no, they
good,
didn't.
Well, I disagree.
This is not subjective.
If you were, yes, it
can
is.
Can we
if
get
you
a
were,
poll going on get this? A poll. Guys, just write into our Patreon. Give us money so you can.
Yeah, yeah. Please, right? Also, yes, we love Patreon.
Thank you so much for you. Doing that. But yeah. Please, just tell me if this is one of those moments where I really think that the audience will be on my side. I know that you're angry at me for saying that Seinfeld is not as good as Everybody Loves Raymond. That's all right. Friends idiot. Can disagree occasionally.
Idiot. Idiot. Anyway, go
but
on.
That's how strong I feel about I'm, you liking Jet.
Oh.
They are the Everybody Loves Raymond of bands.
This is fucking sacrilege.
It is not.
Listen. Okay, listen, listen, listen.
Hey, okay. This. Limp Bizkit is better than Jet.
I mean, they're different worlds. They're different worlds.
No.
That's like comparing, you know, like comparing like a wooden fence and a bowl of sago. They're different worlds. You can't. Limp Bizkit is like.
No,
the
it's
auditory-
not. A bowl of sago is food. A fence is a fucking fence.
Exactly.
No, they're both. Rock bands.
I know, but
of slightly different genres. You know what the difference is between the two? One had a mixing desk.
Dude, Limp Bizkit had a mixing. They just didn't, they just had bad engineers.
Oh, sorry, you said the audio production was fine. All right, I'll change that. One had a fucking DJ set.
True. Look,
that's the difference.
I mean, I can't. It's just hard to compare those bands because
no, it's not.
They are so of their time, each of them. They really are. They are.
Jet is of the 70s.
Yeah, but that was
all right.
Of the
I take
time.
It back. They're not the. They are not the Everybody Loves Raymond of bands. You know what they are? This is. I will stand by this. They are the Andrew G of bands.
you're fucked.
No, they're not because Andrew G.
Andrew
is always
G
going on about
bands. That's
the
so...
fucking Eagles. And Jimi Hendrix and all these odes to the 70s. Like he was born at that time.
But I feel like
it's the same thing with Jet.
No.
It's, you are not of that time. You're trying to bring something back. Limp Bizkit created a new sound. They're pioneers.
Yeah, but
and they push music in the right direction.
But when I say prison.
They try to take us back to this old haggard time.
Dude, when
it's it had its go. It's not Woodstock anymore, you knobs.
Okay, listen. This is the thing to me. This is the real argument, and these are the facts. Music is a nuanced thing to me. It is like we can both admit that for you, it is not. It is the opposite of nuance. If a song has a turntable and preferably the grown men in the band wear like fake Texas Chainsaw Massacre masks, it's a positive in your book. It's a little bit more nuanced for me. So like I can see what you're saying. I can see what you're saying.
Don't pretend it's not for you.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is. It is. But but what I'm saying, it's not even worth. It's not even worth trying to you know, analyze. It's basically a case of like tonality, nuance, and it's something that I enjoy. For like, but a good example would be if you said all of that shit, and this is what proves it's nuance. Because to an everyday listener, but yeah. Wolf Mother and Jet of the Shame. But like the situation is, in my mind, very confidently I can say, no, it is not the same. And if all of that shit you just said, was in relation to Wolf Mother, boom, I'm 100% with you. If you just said instead of Led Zeppelin, you know, Black Sabbath, yeah, I 100% agree with you. But it's all in the fucking detail. And the detail is I like Jet and I don't like woman, you don't a woman, you got to be a woman, you got a feeling of love.
Okay, yes, the voice is more annoying. But that's it.
No.
The lyrics are just as... Sorry. Wolf Mother's lyrics are better. Jet's lyrics are fucked.
Dude, I'm...
They are the most horrendous songwriting, I think, that you can say of that entire era.
That is... Back up for a sec. Shakarok was definitely their weakest album. So you cherry picked what
weakest
you are doing
album
now.
So
you
far, are, they're coming back.
You are CNN right now. You are cherry picking. That is a shit song. And Are You Going to Be My Girl? Shit songs. You have cherry picked.
So what song of theirs is good?
Move On. Get Me Out of Here. Take It or Leave It.
Which one of those made the charts?
They
you
did
can't
well.
Count.
They
B
did
roll.
Well. Okay. Cold Hard Bitch is a banger. I made the charts. Roll Over DJ is a banger. Dude, they had good songs.
Roll Over DJ sucked ass.
No, it didn't. I disagree.
Oh, this is making me so upset.
I'm sorry. Dude, I battle. This is like my holocaust.
Because you know what's so upsetting about
Jet? I battle this with everyone I know. But go on.
The thing that grates me about Jet so much.
I don't think he's listened to their albums.
So close to greatness on both ends.
What do you mean?
I think that Jet. What it's like? It's like that catatonic use page, and you watch every one of those clips, and you think if you had a little more of a budget and just spent half an hour with one of those British producers with the ponytail and the circular glasses sniffing coke the whole time, blowing smoke up your ass, saying, the new Beatles. I mean, I've been around music for 30 fucking years, mate. I haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just spent a little bit of time in the industry, your song
would have been
a top 40 song because your songs are awful, but so are top 40 songs, but they're just catchy enough.
Yeah.
It's like that screamo rap combo. I can't remember their name. They're right now. I mean, really, what is the difference between them and Metro Station?
Very little. Yeah. Basically, a shitter PR team and terrible, I'm not even going to say terrible, just worse production quality. Frankly, an interface.
Their dad wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm assuming their dad was I can't remember the guy that sung that. And I'm working in Memphis.
Who the fuck? I don't know who that is.
It's so good that guy still appears on Ellen every now and then. Did you see? What did you get again? Like a number 10 song in the 80s?
I love those people, man. Like Lionel Richie's like, I'm still alive. It's like, yeah, but I don't care. Who cares, dude?
The only person isn't even going to trend.
Yeah. Prince pulled it off and the King, Michael Jackson. That's about it.
Mm. True words ever spoke. Wait, oh, sorry. Yeah, back to my point about
but
that.
But yeah, go on. Because I'm not, yeah, go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but what I'm saying with Jet I think that's pretty much the same is that to me, they reminded me of every generic band that almost made it onto Triple J's low rotation at school. You know, just that period out of high school of about 18 to 20 of all these guys going, yeah, young and fresh. I've just got a name that references Japan.
Yeah. That was a very not subtle reference to a friend's, a band's from school. And I won't say the full name, but yeah, that is, I still have that CD. Oh, God, that's funny, man. Reference.
It just seems like that.
This is where you make the big bucks.
And, they seem like that on that end.
Mm.
So, really, to me, it always just reminds me of just slightly better production quality. And also, I think that they were just at the wrong time, a little bit too dumb. I think that they could have actually made good 70s rock if it was a different era and their lead singer didn't have what seems to be the IQ of about 90. He seemed a bit below average.
It's rock and roll.
That girl's a genius. What girl are you talking about? Some chick that was on LSD at a festival I met once.
Stop.
Genius.
Fake news. Cherry picking.
Well, who's she talking about?
That is
like
a bad song.
The chick that made Spray on Skin.
That
I
is
doubt
it. Look, okay. Yes, that is a shit song. I'll give you that. All artists, nearly all. Yeah, I'm going to say all artists have shit songs. Dude, Well, you are, first of all, you're wrong. You've got your stories mixed up. You are wasting your energy on Jet when you should be directing it at Block Party. You know who those bands post-school 18 to 22 were emulating? Block Party. And guess who suck balls? Block Party. Ugh. And they're still massive. And like, and also there's just a slew of unoriginal, terrible Australian bands that deserve this abuse. Faker, Gyroscope.
Faker doesn't deserve it.
Shut up.
No.
Grinspoon.
Because that's what I'm saying. Faker was legitimately shit. No, sorry. This is the difference. Faker is so... like, Jet, every time I think about Jet, that band should have changed its name to Mediocre.
I disagree.
That was them.
Have you listened to their second album, Shine On?
I don't know what songs there were in it. I just remember being really pissed off every time an iPod ad went on and not being able to listen to the radio for about 6 months.
No, but that is not a reason. I mean, it is a reason, but I'm telling you, I've listened to them since then. And I don't think you have. So like...
and nor will I.
I know you won't, but I'm telling you, I just think you're completely talking at your arse. If you... Look, Wolfmother, I think... It's all subjective, but Wolfmother, I think, like unequivocally, like blatantly... unoriginal to the core in terms of their first album was kind of, I don't know, it was of its time. It was like, you know, I wouldn't turn it off if it came onto the radio. A lot of music has to do with like a vibe. It's like an inexplicable thing as to why. For instance, the first Wolfmother album isn't that bad. The second one's terrible. I can't even tell you why. Most people wouldn't be able to tell you why. It's not that they're fucking drastically different. It's just, it is how it is. The same way why I think Jet aren't a good, because I don't know. I can't. It's like there's a lot of bands that are similar, like that. You know, you could say that the opposite of, but you know, I just can't. I can't agree with Jet, but I can get on that train with Wolfmother because even like I can't explain. Like I said, it's in the fine print, and it basically is. What was I saying before? Not a vibe. It's nuance. It's a nuance thing, as wanky as that sounds. So we'll have to agree to disagree. But if you want to pay out, you know, oh yeah, or
but I don't.
I know you don't. Okay, fine.
But again, that's the whole point.
Wolfmother.
Jet sits in that nice little patch of songs that should have been forgettable, people wouldn't fucking forget them.
No,
and it's like,
that's not
you know
true.
What it belongs in? So those same bands of that era as Raiden and Jay Baby in the Summertime.
Just you're songs that were comparing Jet to Thirsty Merc?
Yep, proudly.
You
and I stand by it.
You have some explaining to do, young man.
I don't have any explaining to do. They are mediocre songs. They are not they're not awfully terrible, and they are not great. They're just in the center, just this filler that was constantly on the radio that you think, fuck, like,
what do you
why
think
am I
vines?
Even listening to the radio? I'm not enjoying this. And then you turn it off. That's those kind of songs. They all kind of just sound similar to each other, so they meld into each other until there's an ad.
What do you think of the Vines?
I don't really remember anything about them, but the
so
fact that all the 16-year-olds, I remember all you 16-year-old musos at school never shutting the fuck up about the Vines. And so just by the fact that I had to endure sitting through 2 years of people talking about shit that I don't know anything about, I hate them.
I'm sorry, but I have to express the obvious here.
So self-absorbed.
I have to express the obvious. You have a 43-year-old housewife opinion on music.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I, yes. Look, no.
You do. No. I don't remember. What do you think of this album? Well, I haven't heard it, so it's shit. Have you listened to the album? No, but I heard it on the radio. That ad was so annoying. That is your argument.
All right, fine. It's true. It's okay. If everything else in my life, I don't know why that was any different. I am. I'm a 43-year-old MILF.
You know what I mean?
That's
I think music might not be the best thing for you and me to like tear apart. Be like, yeah, Pink Floyd's Wish We Were Here. Did I see an ad for Pink Floyd Wish We Were Here? No. No, I heard on the radio that time and I think I was sick. Yeah, I was sick. Fuck Pink Floyd. I mean, that is...
But that's what you think.
No, what do you mean? I like Pink Floyd.
No, you don't.
Wish You Were Here is one of my favorite albums of all time.
All right, well, I can't really
get a bad track
disagree with you on what your preferences yeah. are.
I love you trying to, your mind's just connecting the dots, being like, have to win the argument, but don't think it's possible to get out of that one.
Look, instead of just admitting defeat, weaselly skulking away.
We got way off task here. The ad, the Win News ad. You never said it.
Okay, how long have we got? Because we should probably just finish on this.
We've still got like a good 15 minutes.
45 minutes of jet.
This is the first pod for 2020. Dude, we've explained that these pods.
Nationwide bushfires. We're talking about a band that no one's thought about since 2005.
Hey, they reformed. Don't make me get back on this fucking... Look, everybody knows that these pods get a little blue and they're only going to get bluer, but the big stuff's coming. The Friendly Geordie's revamp, which will probably be the same thing, but maybe a better interface. It is coming. But, you know, I guess
we're going to have to talk about the bushfires next episode.
We'll talk about the bushfires next episode. I think we've covered, you know, something just as meaningful in its own way. But, the bushfires we will cover next pod, which will be very informative, witty, and eye-opening. But let's talk about regional news.
But now, Win News, this ad that I saw
a year ago.
Get prepared for the most important 15 minutes of your life.
But it
sit
is,
down.
It is. Oh,
no, you're not allowed
so
to shop
good.
At Coles. If you're doing that right now, get out of the shop. Sit on one of those benches outside and eat a 20-cent roll.
Do you think anyone ever...
It's raining. What a miracle.
Yeah, actually...
Thank God.
To tie into next week, it was sprinkling in Lithgow last night. Sprinkling. And also, I don't know if it's climate change, but fuck me, it is very weird when one day it's 40 degrees, literally 40, and the next day it's like... 9?
That's the weather, dickhead.
That's the Grinch. That's what happened yesterday, and I was like, this is weird. But that's something that we can divulge in next week.
Honestly, dude, I'm like getting a bit choked up.
What, that it's raining?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm actually like, I feel like a bit of a, like, dude, I actually am kind of welling up a bit.
Dude, you know we need like.
Dude, I'm like actually like pretty sad.
Dude, you know we need like 120 mils for it to do anything. We need like a week.
I know, but it's just the symbol of it, man. It's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah, true. I was just trying to break that bubble for you, but like we need at least 1 week's torrential rain to have any effect. But yeah,
get
it is
on with the Win ad.
No, it is.
I don't know, just that sound.
Yeah, it is nice.
I've forgotten what it sounds like, man.
Damn. It is quite beautiful. Damn, you are tearing up. He's looking.
Sorry, we shouldn't do this on here. But like,
Jordan has the look of the same look I have when I find out that Macca's has brought back those Mexican shaker fries packets.
It's a miracle.
Anyone,
it's a McMiracle.
It's a McMiracle. Anyone that doesn't like those shaker fries, please take it upon yourselves to slap, open hand, slap yourselves in the face.
Why is it a constant?
Seriously. No, it is really beautiful, the rain, though.
Grinch.
It is really nice. You're right, it is beautiful.
Anyway, I'll get on with it. We'll get back to the matters at hand here. Miss Love and I were up at 2 a.m. in the morning once. Every night. But
oh, by the way, just as a personal note that is completely not worth mentioning on a pod, but dude, I bought some more of your Bim Bim Babe sauce and I'm going to make that. I've decided because every day I'm like, what am I going to eat? And I was like, man, I actually miss your little Bim Bim Bap thing. I'm going to start making it.
It's the ultimate meal.
I mean,
it's all you need. It's one of those things where if you ever have one. If somebody ever puts a gun to your head and says, I'm going to pay for professional snipers and you don't know where they are, but if you ever eat any meal other than the one meal that you say now, they will shoot you in the head.
Yeah, it'd be bibimbap.
It's bibimbap.
I have to say though, you know, your version is like the poor man's version. Like I've read it in books and stuff, and it's like no more bibimbap has four or five of those little dishes you get with Korean barbecue that mama has in the fridge left over that you put in. Bibimbap should have a bit of beef, a bit of kimchi, a bit of... Did you know that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just telling you.
I've been in Korea for a year. You don't think I would have deduced that?
Yeah, but why is yours just like, all right, Cow's brand carrots and some chicken stock. Fucking get it down, yeah. Oh, what, the red shit? All right, I'll put a bit in.
You want one egg or two?
Yeah, yours is just this. Yours is Scottish bibimbap. Yours is bim-bim haggis. Bim-bom haggis. Bim bomb bap, that's yours. Yours is bim bomb bap.
Oh. And also because I lived in Lithgow with Scottish blood, it's just that fucking Korean dish.
No. I shouldn't say that. I loved yours. It's just that me being the hipster I am, gonna make my own kimchi from scratch because I got a Korean cooking book from Christmas and I'm gonna put my kimchi in the bibimbap.
Oh, that's so naughty.
What do you think, Jordan? Is it naughty?
Shouldn't do that.
Is it naughty?
Only once.
No, but really, is it naughty? Are you happy?
No, it's not naughty. It's the way it's supposed to be made. I'm just the naughty one.
You are. Look, I'm not. Why didn't you go the extra mile?
Because it's the extra mile.
This gun and food. You are telling the ad now, but this guy and food. I've never. You could deep fry my old bloodstone right now, and you'd be like, "This is a pretty good steak." Would you, Cara steak? Yeah. Never known anything.
Charcoal.
Like it.
That was it. That piece of coal that Scott Morrison was holding up. Going, this is coal. I was like, "No, it's not. It's a steak." Don't lie to me, Scott. That's why I don't like him to this day. I didn't trust him back then.
That's the reason. He doesn't like Howard.
He's shifty.
He doesn't like Howard because he didn't buy him a fucking space shuttle, and he doesn't like ScoMo because he wasted good steak.
People starving in the world. All right, sorry, the ad.
The ad, and then we'll finish.
Win national news.
2 a.m.
It was after a haze of news because it always gets to this point where Ms. Love and I stare at each other and it'd have to be about 15 stories in because it's just one after the other after the other after the other. And you both stare at each other at some point and go, are we high?
Yeah.
Or are we in a different dimension? Why? Like there hasn't been an ad break in like 3 hours. It just keeps going. It's just amazing. No break at all. And it just really feels like time stops. And like you're just in the twilight zone for a bit. And then Absolutely. All of a sudden it's again. And then they've just got a rehash of the project.
I've never known. To this day, I don't know why they play for 3 hours straight. I don't get it. I don't think I want to know. But anyway.
Neither. But I like it. And never stop it.
I think I like it. I don't know what I think of it. It's bizarre. I think I'm postmodern artwork, but anyway.
It is. So we were watching it. So it got to that hazy point. And then they say, in Tankari, there has been an elderly fair for the latest in senior assistance equipment. And so they go to the story. It shows all of these slightly better grips on frames. And, like, you know, just all these extremely frail old people jittering and staring at it going, oh, that'll be a bit handy. A lot of oxygen masks, a lot of wheelchairs, just a lot of, as there always is, just this sound. This sums up virtually every Win News story.
100%. Yeah. You just, it's like, oh, now I know, like, I don't know how, but now I know that, hey, prices have dropped just by doing that.
Because I'm telling you, they do not have a satellite. It is telepathy. There's no other way for it because it's like they're not speaking English in that. There's just this murmur, this constant murmur.
I know.
Yeah. So anyway, we're watching that. And then it shows after it, just when it's about to clamp off, it goes, so hopefully Margaret here finds it easier to get a can of peas. Liz Hayes, we news. And the shot, after all of these extremely unimpressive grips, frames, canes, technology that you'd assume cavemen would have had, it then cuts to his old grandma. She looked like she was about 6 weeks away from death. It looked like she couldn't close her jaw anymore. She was that old. Liver spots, more liver spots than skin, infesting her entire body. You know, just a prune of a woman. In this kind of, it looked like she was already wearing what she would be wearing at a funeral, just to get ready for it, right? So she was that old, but she had this really decrepit skeleton smile on her face and thick sunglasses. And she was on.
Not from RoboCop, from
On the Edge of Tomorrow. You know those exoskeletons that they wear?
Yes.
It was the prototype to that.
And it
looked like a military hardware exoskeleton that she was chunked into with military wheels. You know those ones that are for all terrain? Yeah. It's like the wheels on a tank. That she was on that with the creepiest smile you could ever imagine. And as she says, Liz Hayes, win news. There's just this, that same half second that they keep for the anchor when they don't have enough airtime and he's looking awkward. They filled that up with her creepily turning this, what will eventually wipe out humanity, right? Like, it's just going to be a bunch of seniors in that machine when it just gets a little bit better, when we get to version 9. Right? But she just creepily turns to the camera with this little with this face of, I'm coming for ya. And then the next story goes to, the under 12s have won the semi-finals. As if nothing happened. Anyway, stay safe in the bushfires. Thoughts and prayers to all of you. And I actually do not mean that in a sarcastic way. I legitimately think about this.
It was a camo.
People were all troopers.
It was a camo exoskeleton from Metal Gear Solid 5. And she just went grrr, and it cut.
But the stare, the quarter second stare down the barrel of the camera.
Let's
just really paint this out. This was not a wheelchair. She was standing
was
upright, and it looked like
it
Jesus
machine.
At the crucifix, except she was in control of the crucifix. Like, her feet were off the ground. She was held up by the arms, going. That's all you need to know. That sound.
I can safely
gun jack
say
sound.
Gun jack. She was gun jack. I can safely say I will never see anything more confusing, shocking, and hilarious in the rest of my life. And I'm just so glad I could have shared that with you, man.
Amen,
and
brother.
And also, guys, if anyone can find that, I'm sure that'll be easy to find. It was on at 2 a.m. at Win News Regional about a year ago.
At some point in 2019.
Completely.
Last decade.
And it is a story that is of the most essential in today's political climate. New rubber technology for old folks in Orange. But if you do find it, I can safely say, and I'm just taking this upon myself, Jordan, there's some free merch coming your way.
Absolutely.
I think that's fair.
But you shouldn't even be doing it for the merch. You have a moral duty.
For yourself.
You have to share it with us. we need to warn the people of what's coming. It's Armageddon. Judgment Day is inevitable.
Yeah. Do you want some Monte Carlos? I might have some up the top.
Excuse me.
A touch as frost is on. Yeah, but man, I want to watch Star Wars. A touch of frost.
Yes. All right, I've got this old meatloaf that I can heat up for you. You want me to pop it in the microwave?
Nuke Sydney.
Accidentally nuke Sydney.
She's still alive.
And this is her reaction. This is her reaction.
Oh. We made it a bit too hot.
Well, at least the housing prices will go down now a little bit. They've been going up. It's ridiculous. Yes.
Trading through that old terrain, talking to herself. Just yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a lot cheaper now.
I'm done. There's nothing else I need in life. Bye.
See ya.
See you next time.